It couldn't be controlled against Spacey. So Mimele, so the places that's called Shweli Bobel, so there was an issue. I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah, they settled about it, so they were under control. But the became is Shaloi Kop Shweli Bobel. So Mimele, so who remained there? Goyi. So Mimele, the same time of the same rationale for the Xere of Tuma Soami and Chutzlorets Mamesh applies to Mikemis in Eretz Yisrael that will come surely Baba. But Teis Veshite in Chul, it's not like that. Even though from the point of view of the rationale of the Takon of the Xere, they should be Mitami. But because, so Teis Veshite is because of Chibas Ores, the Chachomim excluded Tume from the became a shekofshu oil and itzrayim v'loy kofshu oil b'avel. Even though, from the point of view of the tam, the rationale of the Tumas Gush, it should apply. That's the reason as to why the Rosh Yechale and the Rabbi Vadim Batanore say it does apply. It's not that there is a chas v'sholem, any diminution in the chvibus oretz. But, why would the Chachamim geizeya? Tume. Because they were not controlled by Jews, so Mimele, it's very likely every place is undetermined, and it's very likely that there is, in every place, there is a mess, kabur. So, for the same reason, they should apply to me, they should gaze at to me, and they became Meshach of Shul, Mitzrayim, Lekav Shul, Lebavel, because they're also in the possession of the Goyim, since the Lebavel were not Kavish yet. So that's the reason as to why Rav Levadi Batanor and the Rosh say, The Tume Sa'amim does apply. And Teisve says it doesn't apply because even though the time of the Gzeire of Tume Sa'aret Sa'amim applies, but the Chachomim excluded Eretz Yisrael from Tume Sa'aret Sa'amim, even though the time applies. Why? Because of Chibas Oretz. So they only excluded that which has a Shem Eretz Yisrael on account of the Nisina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Chibas Oretz. So they excluded it from Tumas Eretz Yisrael. But Tzuria does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Nisina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael because of the Kibush of David. And the Sanhedrin weren't even happy with what David did. True, according to Mandom HaKibush Yochesh Bei Kibush, so Hashem Eretz Yisrael was Chal, but the Chibas Oretz, it does not have the same Chibas Oretz that the Mikemei Shekofshu El Mitzrayim Velo Kofshu El Bovel. So Mimele, they did not exclude Surya from the Takone of Tumas Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, this is what he said, Achkoshelim. Now one second. So he says, "V'ruchem iboylei iabek imecherav dileart Yisrael kibn dishmei kibush oydilmo kibn diafrotomei kechutz loretz oydilmo kiafrotomei iskechutz loretz." So the shaila is now according to the Ri. So then it's not that. The shaila is whether. So he says, "I have kim mecherav de leart Yisrael, kim di shmei kibush, oydil mo kim de afrotomei." So is kechutz loretz. So mimele. So the shaila is because in view of the fact that Tzuria, even if we say kibush yochid shmei kibush, so it has a shem Eretz Yisrael. But afro is tomei, so Mimele, since afro is tomei, so there is a diminution in the kiyum mitzvahs of mitzvahs afro is boretz. There is a diminution in the kiyum mitzvahs of mitzvahs afro is boretz. So Mimele, the knas of amichrab lechutz loretz should apply. So then the Gemara says, nisuo. So then the Gemara says, "Nisu, ha meicherav de akuk yatzol ligit nein lavodim lei." Lavon, that means that if someone is meicher an evet to Akko, and according to the Ri, it means even the first step of Akko. But according to the Ri, so even the first step of Akko, so he does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. And Mimele, so still is Yotzal Echeirus. Why is Yotzal Echeirus? Because of the time he was Mafkia him of mitzvahs Hatluye is Boretz. So Kolshten Suye the Milche Ketuve, and Suye, even though Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, and there is Midrabonon, there is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But still, on account of the fact that Afro is Tomei, so there is a diminution in the Kedushas Eretz in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah HaKloyis Boretz. True Midrabonon is certainly Chayim in Mitzvah HaKloyis Boretz, but on account of the fact that there is Afro is Tomei, so the Truma could not be Nechal, and the Maaser Sheni could not be Nechal Bikdushe, the Maaser Sheni of Suye. So there is a certain Afkoye of Mitzvah HaKloyis Boretz, in spite of the fact that Midrabonon, there is the Mitzvah HaKloyis Boretz. So it's Al Boretz. So certainly the Tikna should apply. So if we see from the Meir that even the first step of Akko, so there is the knas applies. Why does the knas apply in the first step of Akko? Now, so apparently we have to say, because in the first step of Akko too, in the first step of Akko, now there is the shite of the Rasseleni, and Shviz. Now, in Chale we have a special din of Chale, ligabed mekemishe kofshua li Mitzrayim v'li kofshua li Bavel. So the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim, Veloik of Shul Bavel, so you have to be Mafkish to Chalas. Chutz Loretz, you also have to be Mafkish Chalas, and also to Chalas. But it's a different Riv. The Chale of Chutz Loretz, so the Chale that is Necheles is the Ike Chale, and the Chale that is Misrefes is Tofel, and in the Chale of the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim, Veloik of Shul Bavel, so the Nisrefes is the Iker, and the Necheles is the Tofel. So that means that the Mekemish that do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and have Hashem Eretz Yisrael have a special Chiyuv of Chale. How about Trumas Umaisas? Now the Chachomim or Misaki, that Trumas Umaisas should be neik in Chutz Loretz that are Krevis Le'Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim, Amen Meyo, Bovel, not the Rechekis. But, so certainly, the Mekemis in Eretz Yisrael itself, that Kofshu Ele Mitzrayim, Veloi Kofshu Ele Bovel, so then, so they are, L'chol HaPoches, Chayev, they have the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisas that is neig in Chutz Loretz and Mekemis HaKrevim. Why should a mokim in Eretz Yisrael that kofshu el Mitzrayim veloi kofshu el Bovel be gorua ten Mitzrayim ten Amin Meyov ten Bovel? So that is true. But the question is there a special derabonon in the Mekemis, a special chiyuv derabonon of Trumas Umaisas in the Mekemis shekofshu el Mitzrayim veloi kofshu el Bovel, over and above the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisas, that is neig in Mitzrayim? Because there is an after meaning, let's say, in regard to the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisas, or let's say Chalas Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says Chalas Chutz Loretz Eichel Veilich V'Hakim Afrish. So the halacha is that in Chutz Loretz, even though we have to take off Chale from an Issa in Chutz Loretz, but you can keep on eating from the Issa with the intention of taking off Chale later on. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if the Chiyuv Chale is only with the Rabbonon, So you're not allowed to be Eichel Veilich Lachi Mafrish. That means that the Chiyuv of Chale and the Chiyuv of Tumis Maizches and Chutz Loretz in the Mechimis HaKrevim does not involve any Isatev. Masheinke, the Chiyuv of Tumis Maizches in Eretz Yisrael and the Chiyuv of Tumis Maizches in of Chale in Eretz Yisrael, even when it's mit Rabbonon, it involves an Isatev also. So the question is this. The Mitame Shikovshuele Mitzrayim, Velikovshuele Bovel, does it have the Echiyuv of Tumis Maizras mit Rabbonon on the score of Eretz Yisrael, or it only has a Echiyuv of Tumis Maizras mit Rabbonon on the score of Chutz Loretz? Then after minute would be, if it only has the Echiyuv of Tumis Maizras on the score of Chutz Loretz like Mitzrayim, so then there wouldn't be any isatevel. So you would apply the aloche of chalas chutz loretz eichel veilich vaki mafrish, only a mitzvah of afkoshi. But if it is an additional chiyuv, not only on the score of chutz loretz, because we go out of chutz loretz, but on the score of Eretz Yisrael, so then it involves an isatevel. As far as chal is concerned, so it's a mishnah beforeshes, that there is a distinction in the status of the mitemes that kofshul mitzrayim kofshul bovel and the mitemes of chutz loretz mamish. So in other words, as far as chal is concerned, so the mitemes of kofshul mitzrayim kofshul bovel, the reason is a tevel. Only in chutz loretz there is no is a tevel in Rabbanon. But mitemes of kofshul mitzrayim kofshul bovel, the reason is a tevel. How about tumis ma'isres? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo in Chul and the Rashalim. The Rashbo says that only Ligabi Chale there is a special chiyuv of Afroshes Chale in the Mekemish Kofshu and the Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel. And these Mekemish are not analogous to Chutz Loretz. Masheinke Ligabi Tumis Umayisres, so there is no special chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael in connection with the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel. That's the Rashbo in Chul. The Rashalim in Perek Vov HaShviz, he says, just as we see that the Chachomim gave accorded a special status Ligabi Chale to the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel, over and above Chutz Loretz, even though Chutz Loretz is also Chayim Chale, but there is a distinction between the Chale that is made in Chutz Loretz Mamesh and the Chale that is made in the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel. So Ligabi Tumis Umayisres, there is also a distinction between the Mekemish Chutz Loretz Asmuchim Eretz Yisrael. So there is a Chiyuv of Tumis Umayisres as a mitzvah, and there is no isatevel. Masheinke in the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel, that have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So they are Mechuyev in Tumis Umayisres on the score of Eretz Yisrael, on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, that means, according to the Rashi Zeloini Shite, so we understand the Gemara very well, according to the Ri. In other words, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has Nabai. So with a Mecher Abdel Yisurye is Yotzul Echeirus, or Mecher Abdel Yisurye is not Yotzul Echeirus. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, now the Ri Shite is, like Tesfis and Chul, that the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim, Velikofshu and Libovel, Velikofshu and Libovel, so they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and have Shem Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Amim is not late. But Zuye, Tumas Amim is late. Why are the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim, Velikofshu and Libovel better than Zuye? Because the Mekemish Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu and Bovel, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Maton and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memele it has Chibas Oretz. So Memele the Chachomim excluded it from the Takone, from the Gzeire of Tumas Amim. Mashein Kein Suye, even if we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but it has mit Rabbonon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It is mit Rabbonum Dushas Eretz Yisrael, Ligabi Tumis Umayisres. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not grounded in Maton Makodesh Baruch Hu, but only in the Kibush of David. So Memele, that was not Tosui, it was not excluded from the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Amim. So Memele, since Suye
is vitame, has the two maseret amim. So that means that tzuria, even though there is trumas maestras mitzvah satruy is boretz neig, but there is a diminution when someone sells an evet to tzuria, so he affects a diminution in the extent and the scope of the mitzvah satruy is boretz, because in tzuria trume could not be nechal. In Suye, Maisasheni, Peris Maisasheni could not be nechal Migdushe, because they are all Tomei. They are all Tomei because of the Tumas Eretz Amim. Because they are all Tomei because of the Tumas Eretz Amim. Now, the first step of Akon, according to the Ri, does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But, according to the Rashi Seleini, it is still Chayev Mid Rabbonon in mitzvah sakluyas boretz, not on the score of chutz loretz, but on the score of Eretz Yisrael. But there is still a certain diminution in the scope of the kiyum mitzvahs of mitzvah sakluyas boretz, the mitzvah sakluyas boretz in the part of Eretz Yisrael that kofshu el bovel, and in the part of Eretz Yisrael that lo kofshu el bovel. What is the diminution? Because in the part of Eretz Yisrael that kofshu el bovel, so the kiyum mitzvah sakluyas boretz can be realized midrais. In the first step of Akko, according to the Ri, that is lo kofshu el bovel, even though midrabonon, it is higher mitzvahs of Truyes Boretz on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kima mitzvahs of Truyes Boretz can only be realized mit Rabbonon, not mit Reise. So that means that there was a certain diminution in the scope and the extent of the mitzvahs of Truyes Boretz. Because as long as the Eved lived with his Odin in the Mekemeshet of Shuli Bovel, then the Eved could participate in the Kiyum HaMitzvah Satruyes Boretz with Reise. Now that the Odin sold the Eved to the first step of Akko, true, according to Rashi Leini, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, there is a Chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So, there is a Chiyuv, just as in Suriye, there is a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Satruyes Boretz with Rabbanon, but there is a certain diminution. What's the diminution? The diminution is the difference between a kiyum mitzvah of mitzvah satruyes boretz mit reise and the kiyum mitzvah of mitzvah satruyes boretz mit rabbonon. So the Gemara is patient. So the Gemara says, and still we see that Reb Meir Eimer, Akko ki Eretz Yisrael ligit nein lavodim loy, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, mimele mit rabbonon, there is a chiyuv of mitzvahs atluyas boretz of trumas maaseres on the score of Eretz Yisrael, and in spite of all that, that the eved is not deprived completely of the kiyum mitzvahs atluyas boretz, is still yotzal chayrus. Why is yotzal chayrus? Because by selling him to an odin in Akko, the first of Akko, he thereby effected a diminution in the scope of the mitzvahs of Truyes Boretz and the extent of the kiyum mitzvahs of Truyes Boretz. So even though the first step of Akko, which is El Mitzrayim Mokevesh, it was Nitol Avraham Avinu, is not mitamei tumesami. So that means there isn't that diminution that exists in Suye, because in Suye Truma could not even be nacheles. In Suye you couldn't even fulfill Achilas Peris Maisasheni Migdushi, because everything is Tomei. In the first step of Akko, so Midrabonon, you could eat the Truma, you could eat, and the Peris Maisasheni in Akko, you could eat Migdushi, you could take it to Yerushalayim, and you would be Mikayim and Mitzvah Midrabonon of eating Peris Maisasheni Migdushi. So where is there more of a diminution in the scope and the extent of the kiyum mitzvahs of mitzvahs at Truyes Boretz in the first step of Akko or in Suye? There is more of a diminution, more of a afkoye in the extent and the scope of the kiyum mitzvahs of mitzvahs at Truyes Boretz in Suye, much more than in Akko, because there is a certain diminution even in Akko. Why? Because in Akko it's only possible to realize a mitzvah mit Rabbonon of mitzvah Truyes Boretz, but not a mitzvah de Reise. But in Suye, so even mit Rabbonon, you couldn't fulfill all the mitzvot lois boretz. Let's say achilas peres ma'aser sheni could not be fulfilled in the with peres of soye, and truma of soye could not be nechal. So there is more of a yafkoye, of a diminution caused by selling an eved to soye than the extent of the diminution in the mitzvot lois boretz caused by selling to an eved to an odin in Akko, the first eved of Akko. So since Rav Meir says that even if somebody sells an eved to a master, the first eved of Akko, even though it has a shemer out of Israel in Raise, and it's chayev mid rabbonon according to the Rashi's law, it's chayev mid rabbonon in mitzvot atluyos boretz, and the gush is not mitame. So even Truma could be Nechal, and Peres Ma'aser Sheni could be Nechal B'Kedusha. Still, on account of the diminution constituted by the difference between the Kiyum HaMitzvah Midraise and the Kiyum HaMitzvah Midrabbonon, so the Chachomim counsel them, Alachas Kamo V'Chamo, if he sells an Eved to an Odin in Surya, where the offer is Mitame, and this Tume of the Gush of Surya entails not just Tume of the Gush, it entails an additional diminution in the extent and the scope of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvot Boretz. Because of that, Tume could not be Nechal, and Peres Ma'aser Sheni could not be Nechal. Whereas in Akko they could be Nechal, and in Surya they cannot. So if in Akko, where there is less of the Afkoy of Mitzvot Boretz, so there is a knas, so certainly in Surya, where there is more of Afkoye of Mrs. Atluis Boretz, there is certainly a knas. There is certainly a knas. All right, I thought of giving another shiur, but it's better this way. So we'll have a longer shiur tomorrow in mikvois. And for mikvois tomorrow, so I would like that you should prepare yourself. I don't have the next three mishnas with all the perushim. Then we'll go over the Raivet, the Asoges, and over the next three mishnas. And we discuss the Shita of Habertam and the Shita of Dari. Now, the Shita of the Ramatam is, according to what we said, that the first, I mean, both agree that there are two halves in Akko. That's the Yerushalm. But according to Ramatam, so the half of Akko, Litzad Eretz Yisrael, is completely Eretz Yisrael. It even has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The half of Akko that is Litzad Chutz Loretz is called Chutz Loretz by the Yerushalm, because it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it has. It's Kofshu El Mitzrayim. And the Ramatam says it explicitly in the Sefer HaYosha. That's Ramatam Shit. And according to Ramatam, so the Takone of Befonechtam is based primarily on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Tfonechtam Befonechtam has to do with Kiyum Lishmo and with Mitzuyim Likaimei, but every takone has to be a takone. I mean, not that we should examine every city on its merits, whether they are Kiyum Lishmo, whether they are Mitzuyim Likaimei. There is a concept of Loipluk. So because generally, so the places that had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Libovel Borkevich, so generally, so the void between the Kaimi, so mainly that was the Takonis Chachomim. That if one delivers a get from a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. And if he delivers a get from a place that has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. That's Ramatam's Shita. But there are certain exceptions. What's the exception? according to Nekame, smuchis and muvlois. So Rabnetam Shite, this is how we explain Rabnetam. Rabnetam Shite, because of the concept of Liplug, there is such a concept of Liplug. Chachomim don't allow us, you know, to examine every situation and its merits, whether it conforms to the rationale of the takone or not. Every takone has a rationale, has a tam, but that's only in the background of the takone. Once the chachomim or misake, there is a certain cloud. So the cloud that the chachomim or misake is that hamivi gets michutz loretz, in the sense of kedushas eretz Yisrael, chutz le'eretz kedushas eretz Yisrael. So he has to say for nechta for nechta. But there is an exception. Smuches and muvlois. So according to Rametam, because of the plug, smuches and muvlois is exempt from the takone of for nechta for nechta only if lechol apoches it has a shem eretz Yisrael. But so if it has a shemer at Israel and in not bushes at Israel and in addition it's muches and mevloes, so you don't have to say for nechta for nechta. But suppose it is muches and mevloes and it's chutz loretz gomu, it doesn't even have a shemer at Israel. Then, even according to the Nekame, you would have to say before an echter, before an echter. So, Mimele, we answered both kashes that Tesis raises against Rametam, the first kashe and the second kashe. The first kashe was the Gemore from Kvasi Soye, that Rabbi Loye said that Kvasi Soye is more akin to Eretz Yisrael, Tanako. Mimele, the Tanako. Because it's kribul, it's a period, it's a mako, so Tesis kasha was, but according to Rametam, that we chako is, do we have to say for nechtam, for nechtam? The second level of mako, but the first level of mako is Eretz Yisrael mamish, so akko adife, because that's closer to the first level of mako than Kvasi Soye is to Tzipere, because Kvasi Soye is a separate town. It's not part and parcel of the same town as Tzipere. Masha'inkin, the second Devavako, is part and parcel of the same town as the first Devavako. So why does the Gemara say that Kvasi Soye is Adife Miyako Adarabe? Ako Adife. But if we said that according to Rametam, so Kvasi Soye is called Muvle because it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's Muvle Bitchum Eretz Yisrael. Bitchum Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Mashe'inkin Akko, so it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So Kvasi Soye has the adifes, the good quality of Akko, because the second level of Akko has the Shem Eretz Yisrael, Rambam himself says in Sivra Yosho. But Kvasi Soye also has the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Kvasi Soye was Kofshu El Mitzrayim, El Bobel were not Kevishet. So that's why it's called only Muvle B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. But it's Muvle Bitchum Eretz Yisrael B'Gdushosom. Bitchum Gdushes Eretz Yisrael. Tchum of the Mekemeshe Kofshu Elibov. So Memele, Kvasi Soye is Adiv. Kvasi Soye is Adiv. Alright. Now, and then we also answer the second Kashi that Tesis was raised against Avritam. Hamiche Ravdei Lisuye. So Gemara is patient. Reb Meir says, "Ako kiatzol likit liknei lavon lei kol shkinsuye the milcha ketuve." So he says, in view of the fact, Teisa says the kashi, in view of the fact that the Gemara raises the Abaye according to the Mandoma, kibishyochit shmei kibush. So then suye is more than Ako, because according to Rabbi Tam, we are referring to the second level of Akko. The second level of Akko is Chutz Loretz, but the answer is that Netam Sivra Yosha himself says that the second level of Akko is called Chutz Loretz because it doesn't have Dushas Arts Soil. But the Shem Arts Soil it is. And so, yeah, Konik Mandoma Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Mekemish Kofshu and the Mitzrayim Kofshu and the Bovel. So, Gdusha Rishaino is Kicho Lishaito, Viloi Kicho, Losid Lovei, and Gdusha Shnio, there wasn't Chal on it. So maybe it doesn't have Dushas Arts Yisrael Midraise, but only Midrabonon. It's Chayiv and Trubis and Maizres. So the Mekemish Kofshu and the Mitzrayim and the Kofshu and the Bovel, the Rash Zilo says, is also Chayiv and Trubis and Maizres Mitzad Arts Yisrael Midrabonon. So maybe, the second level of Akko, the second level of Akko is better than Zoi. Because the second level of Akko has Hashem Eretz Yisrael Midraise because of the Matonish Nitma Kodesh Boruch Hu. Masha'in Kein, so yeah, has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, not because of the Matonish Nitma Kodesh Boruch Hu, but because of Kibush Dom. Alright. Now let's see the Rambam. Chedush Rambam. I'm not going to spend much time, just... Now the Ramban, the first Ramban, there is Hashmotes Ramban also. Hashmotes Ramban. So, but here the Ramban begins with the Yeshemrim, Akko Chetzio Be'aretz Yisroel V'Chetzio Be'aretz Ami. V'hayne Damrinon, B'Ferik Mishorzi, the Akko Lavim De Sayam Kaine, V'Yitman Amohosom, Rabnetam Shiti. So what Rabnetam, what the Ramban mentions is really Rabnetam Shiti. V'chiyuvi shechein koshali hodam rinom bigmore. Aval akko di mirchike tu ve'eloi. So v'ich mirchike vo chetzio be'aretz Yisroel. That's the same kashi as the first kashi of Teisves against Rabnetam. There's the gmore of Kvas Yisroel. Rabbi Loye said that amei v'get mikvas Yisroel should not sing for nechtem for nechtem. Because Reb Meir says that if Amei v'get the Akko does not have to sing for Nechtam. So he calls Mitzvahs Yisroel the Melech Ketuvim. I feel Rabbanon Achilik and Reb Meir, so only Akko. And what does it mean? Only Akko, that means the second level of Akko. But Kvas Yisroel, that is more Korev, so only, but Kvas Yisroel, that is more Korev than the second level of Akko, so Kvas Yisroel, that is more Korev than the second level of Akko, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtam Nechtam. According to Rabnetam, why is Akko more Rochik than Kvas Yisroel? On the contrary, Kvas Yisroel just moved the Bitchum Eretz Yisroel, but it's no part of Kvas Yisroel is Eretz Yisroel itself. So part of Akko is Eretz Yisroel itself. There's the first kash of thesis. So then the Ramban gives a teretz. Now let's see whether the Ramban's teretz could be, whether the Ramban's teretz harmonizes with what we said in Rabbi Tam as the teretz and thesis kash against Rabbi Tam. Because the Loshni is very obscure. The Ramban, V'yefsher, the Reb Meir Sova, kol akko ke'aretz Yisroel igitni. V'chivn d'chetz yo be'aretz shchichet vei mehanar d'smuches v'af al gav d'mirchike m'yikar Eretz Yisroel sh'Yerushalayim shepotidinim kvuim shom u'kvar siso yekrivo l'tzipere sh'yeish shom bez nagod v'tanya b'tisefter ed me'yarim e'er akru t'chomero k'Eretz Yisroel nigid. So he mentions as he teretz Arab Netam the longness of the Ri. The Ri is massive. He is Deicher Rabnetam Shiti. Because of these kashes. And then the Ri says that Bufonenechtam depends upon proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele Kvas Yisoye is closer to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael than Akum. But so why doesn't the Ri himself understand that Rav Netam could also agree with Islam this? No, so the Ri took it for granted that you cannot apply this lomdes according to Rav Netam, because the Ri himself says that when the Tanakhama says the Rabbonon of Rav Meir say that Akko had the Ezidin of Chutz Loretz, they refer him to the first step of Akko. So Mele, he can say that the important criterion is proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Mikveh Beis Nagodol, and so on. That's the important criterion. Not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only a simen, according to the Ri. In other words, the Gemara says that Govel also has a din of Eretz Yisrael Yigitin. Now, Govel certainly does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Govel does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Govel is Chutz La'aretz Mamesh. The answer is, because as far as Edim Yitzchayim L'Kayim and Pkiyim L'Shmo is concerned, so Govel is like Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is only a simen of the Mikaneis that Bizman Chazal had brought a din and were Pkiyim L'Shmo. So Mimele, but Rabbi Netam couldn't say that, because Rav Netam says that when do the Rabbonon say that Akko has a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabi Fonechtam only the second Eva of Akko, but the first Eva of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael? So obviously Rav Netam rejects this concept that the proximity to the Ika Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion. Because if proximity to the Ika Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion, so how much closer is the last inch of the first step of Akko to the Ika Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael than the first inch of the second? I mean, just a question of an inch. It's kechud asare, and still the first step of Akko. So he does not have to say he's exempt from the requirement of vonechtam. The second step is not exempt. So according to Rav Netam, we cannot say this lomdes of the Ri. That's the reason as to why the Ri asks that kasha against Rav Netam. So now the Ramban comes and says that even he accepts Rav Netam shite, but he combines it with the lomdes of the Ri of proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as well. This is what he says. In other words, what he says is as follows. Whereas the Ramban says in the Rav Netam that Rav Netam also agrees that proximity to Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an important factor. Proximity. But according to the Ri, this is the important factor, that's all. That's the criterion. Not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's the proximity to Mikemeis of Bezdin and to Pkiyim Lishmo. That's the criterion. And Eretz Yisrael happened to be a Mokei, where the Aredi Mitzuyli Kaimei and Pkiyim Lishmo, and the same way Bovel is. But it's not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael per se, or Shem Eretz Yisrael per se, according to the Ri. According to Rav Netam, no. True, the Tam, the why Eretz Yisrael is important, is because Bizman Atanoim, so Eretz Yisrael, they were Pkiyim Lishmo, and Eretz Yisrael, they had what Hedin, they had what Mitzin Liklimi. That's the background. But because of that background, the Chachomim were Misakein, that Bifonenechtam is based upon Chutz L'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Takone. Memeile, if it's Takone, so it's Loi Plub. So it doesn't make any difference as far as we are concerned. It doesn't make any difference whether a certain town in Eretz Yisrael, the Apkin Lishmo, the Arid Mitzilikaime, the Natid Mitzilikaime, the Takone was, because of this rationale, because of this background, that generally in Eretz Yisrael they were Apkin Lishmo and they had Batidin, so the Chachomim or Misake, that any place outside a Mokim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so is subject to the requirement of Vifonenacht and Vifonenacht. But there is an exception. What's the exception according to the Rabbonon of the Mishneh? Smuches and Muvlois. So Smuches and Muvlois is an exception, that even though it's not within the limits of the Mekemes of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, still, since it's Smuches and Muvlois to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Mele it's exempt of the ritual, it is not subject to the requirement of Vifonenacht and Vifonenachtam. But in order that it shouldn't be just an exception, deviating from the klal of Lipluk, so Mele, even according to Rav Netan, it must have, to a certain extent, in one sense, it must be considered as Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, so the Ramban, according to Ramban's version in Eretz Yisrael, in Rav Netan, so Smuches u'Mevloyes is not subject to the requirement of Vifonenachtam, even though it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but L'chol HaPoches, Ishem Eretz Yisrael is must have. Ishem Eretz Yisrael, it must have. But it is an exception. But it's not just an exception, just like that. In other words, it must come within the pattern of the Takone. The Takone says that Eretz Yisrael is not subject to the requirement. So mele, if a certain smuches u'mevloyes is chutz l'oretz mamish, then we have to apply the concept of liplu. We cannot say just because they are gmirim. So because of that, so it is pluk. We must conform to the concept of liplu. But if it has a shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the general rule is that the important thing is dushes Eretz Yisrael, but if to a certain extent it is Eretz Yisrael, because it is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and in addition it is Smuches u'Mevloyes, so Mimele it is not subject to the requirement of Vifonenacht u'Vifonenacht. So this is what Ramban is saying. V'efsher the Reb Meir Sofer kol atko ke'Eretz Yisrael v'chivn v'chetzio בארץ שכיחת וי, מהנר דסמוכס, ואף על גב דמירחקה, מייקר ארץ ישראל, שהיא ירושלים, שפותדינים קבועים שם, וכבר סיסויה, קריבו לציפורי, שיש שם בזנגות. So he says, in explaining Rav Meir, he says, that Rav Meir says, that all of Akko, even the second level of Akko, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because since it's part and parcel of the same city that even has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele, it's certainly Mevloyes. It has the mile of a Mevloyes. What is Mevloyes? Mevloyes means that it is surrounded by three sides with Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And here, even if though it's not surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael, but the fact that it's part of the same city, part of which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so that's certainly Mevloyes. It's certainly Mevloyes. And it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael also. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael also. So Mimele, it's not subject, according to Reb Meir, it's not subject to the requirement of Vifonenacht u'Vifonenachtam. It comes within the exception, because Mevloyes comes within the exception. So why are the Rabbonon Chilikan Reb Meir? So the Rabbonon Chilikan Reb Meir, because the Rabbonon hold that true, in respect to a mocking that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then it's not necessary that it should be close to Bat Dinim, to Bez Nagot, to Yerushalayim, to to the place of Bez Nagod. But Mashe'in came in respect to a place that was not the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but to Hez Hashem Eretz Yisrael and its Muchais and Nuvlois, then there is an additional requirement that it must be Samuch L'Kalish Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Remeya holds, no, if it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael and its Muchais and Nuvlois, it does not have to be Samuch L'Kalish Eretz Yisrael. That's a call it Remeya. Mashe'in came according to the Rabbonon of Remeya, so Rochek Mika Yishev Eretz Yisrael is not important as far as the Mekemes that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in connection with the Mekemes that do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and are joy, but have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but they are Smuches and Mevlois, so there is another prerequisite that they should be Korev Lika Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And that's the machlik between Remeya and Rabbanon. According to Remeya, so smuches and mivlois itself is enough to not to be subject to the requirement of v'fonechtam v'fonechtam. And according to the Rabbanon, so there is another prerequisite: smuches and mivlois and korevli ikali shepherd Israel. So it can harmonize with our pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, and why does Rabbeinu Tam say that? Because the Loshon, and why does the Ramban say that in the Rabbeinu Tam? Because the Loshon Gemori says, the Loshon Gemori is that Rabbi Loya said that even the Rabbonon, so they only said that Akko has a din of Chutz Loretz. But because Akko is Milchei Ketuvim, Mashe'in king kvasi soyinat. Now the question is, why is Akko Milchei Ketuvim? But Akko also has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so kvasi soyinat doesn't have either. So why is Akko Milchei Ketuvim? The answer is, Akko is Milchei Ketuvim from the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, from the Botedinim, from the Yeshivas, from the Botedinim. And kvasi soyinat is closer to the Botedinim and the Yeshivas. Now, if you go through the Ritva, so the Ritva also accepts the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, but there is one point of difference that the Ritva says that is not conformed to what Rabbeinu Tam himself says in Sifra Yosho. If I didn't see it in the Sifra Yosho, then I would say the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam himself is what the Ritva says. But Rabbeinu Tam in Sifra Yosho says himself explicitly that the second Dev of Akko was Kofshuel Mitzrayim, whereas the Ritva says he accepts Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, and the Ritva says, and then the Yerushalmi says there are two halves in Akko. So the first Dev of Akko was Kofshuel Bavel, the second Dev of Akko was not Kofshu in the Bovel. He says, but he was not Kofshu in the Bovel. He says, it's called, he says, but the second Dev of Akko, even though it's not Kofshu in the Bovel, it's not even more Shemitra Avraham Avinu, but the El Mitzrayim walking Vishet, because when the El Mitzrayim walking Vishako, they didn't stop in the middle of Akko. So they conquered the whole city of Akko. But one half of Akko came within the Gvulim Shenitnu Avraham Avinu. The other half of Akko did not come within the Gvulim Shenitnu Avraham Avinu. But when the Israelites under Yeshua, so were Kevish Akko, I mean, who was Kevish Akko? Zvulun. Because Akko is in the Chelik of Zvulun. So when the Bnei Zvulun walking. They reached the whole city of Akko. But the Ritva says, but the half of Akko that is listed at Chutz Loretz, so that was not in Nitno Avraham Avinu. Was not Nitno Avraham Avinu. But since they were Kevishet, and the Rokim Shem before the rest of Eretz Yisrael that was Bitol Avram Avinu was Nirvesh, so Memele, that Kibush had the same status as Kibush Suri. Now, Suri is Kibush Yochid. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is Suri called Kibush Yochid? Rashi says it's called Kibush Yochid because it wasn't, Kol Yisrael were not involved in the Kibush of Suri. Rav Yisrael, Kol Yisrael were not involved in the Kibush of Suri. And Tosfos says, no, it was Kibush Yochid because David was Kibush Suri while part of the Eretz Yisrael, Shenitla Avram Avinu, was not in our possession. Yerushalayim. Somoch Lepartura Shaloch Lo Yikubash. So the Ritva accepts the Pshita of Tosfos that why Suri Kibush Yochid? Because Suri was nearby while the Yerushalayim was still in the hands of the Goyim, of the Yebusi. So Memele, when Zvulun was Kevesh, all of Akko, so even the second ever Akko that was not Nitala from Avinu, so Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Goyim. So Memele, it's like Suri Yamamish. So that's the difference. The Ritva accepts Rav Netam's Pshat, but there is one difference. According to Rav Netam, in Sifra Yosho. So the first of Avako deal in Bovel were Kevesh. The second of Avako deal in Bovel were not Kevesh, but in Mitzrayim were Kevesh. In Mitzrayim were Kevesh. And it was Nitala Avram Avinu also. So Mele, the second of Avako, according to Rav Netam, has Ishev Eretz Yisrael because of the Matone Me'akodish Boruch Hu to Avram Avinu. Mashenk in the Ritva says that the second level of Akko was not even Nitnol Avraham Avinu. Was not even Nitnol Avraham Avinu. Why does he say that? I mean, here Chatei said, Bimichadish such a fact, I mean, so because the Ritva felt that Monevshech, if we say that all of Akko was nearbash by Il Mitzrayim, as Rav Netam says, all of Akko, even the second Eretz Yisrael was nearby by the Mitzrayim. So why is it that the Eli Bovel, now the Eli Bovel didn't conduct any war against the Goyim, because the Eli Bovel settled upon certain territories of Eretz Yisrael through a license that they got from Kerish. So they didn't have to conduct a war. Bishleimi, if they had to conduct a war, so then it's shayach to say they were able to occupy, to take possession of one Eretz of Akko, and they were not able to occupy the other Eretz of Akko. Just as the Jews in Israel, in Melchemes HaShichor, so they were able to take possession of New Yerushalayim and not of Old Yerushalayim. But the Eli Bovel didn't conduct any war, they didn't participate in any kibush. It was only Chazoke. They settled upon a certain land. So certain cities, they didn't settle upon. But why should they settle upon half of the city and not the other? That's not Mistaber. So Memele, the Ritva decided that what Rav Netam says, that the first half of Akko is Kofshu Elibovel. The half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, is Kofshu Elibovel. The second half of Akko is not Kofshu Elibovel, but it's Kofshu Elibitzrayim, and it's Nitnol Avraham Avinu. So that's not Mistaber, because Monevshech, since the Elibovel decided to settle in one half of Akko, and it's the same city, it doesn't make sense not to settle the other half of Akko. If they had to resort to war, all right, so they just couldn't. But there was no war, they just settled in certain cities. So certain cities, they refrained from settling upon. So Bishon, they refrained from settling in Bishon. But in Akko they did settle. So how is it that in certain streets, they settled in certain streets, and not in other streets, is not Mistaber. So because of that, so in other words, it's more Mistaber to say that since the Eli Bovel settled in part of Akko, they settled in all of Akko. So then the question is, why is the second of Akko does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because the Kedusha Shniyo was affected not through Kibush. It was affected through what? It was affected through Chazok. Now, Kibush, that's a halacha lideiris. Kibush is a halacha lideiris that Eretz Yisrael can be niskadesh through Kibush. Even the sophists call Mokim Ashatidra be Kafrag le Chokboy le Chemesat. Mashaiki Chazoke, there is no halacha lideiris that Eretz Yisrael can be niskadesh to Chazoke. So it was a special halacha. And that's exactly the cause of the Yerushalmi mentions in Perek Vov of Shviz, V'yirbicho v'yitivcho ma'avisecho. Avisecho lo yoyo aliyem oil malchus v'nischayu v'tchumis oma Yisres. V'yato yeish aliyem oil malchus v'yafal p'kei nischayavtem v'yafal p'kei nischayavtem v'tchumis oma Yisres. So Reb Chaim says that Bisalevi mentions it in the Reb Sibber, and the Bisalevi mentions that Kuntras Hashmite. So he mentions the name of Reb Chaim, that this Yerushalme is the Moker for the Rambam's Haloche, that the Kedusha Shniyo was affected to Chazok. Where did the Rambam find it? The answer is because this Yerushalme, the Yerushalme says, V'yobicho v'yitivcho me'avisecho. So Avisecho, that's the first Kedusha, Al Yidei Yeshua, which was Al Yidei Kibush, Aviseichem Lo Hoyo Aleihem Oil Malchus, because they were Kevesh, through Chayil and Keyach they were Mikadosh Eretz Yisrael, V'yatem. So, Afal Pishi Yeish Aleichem Oil Malchus, because you were Kovush to Kevesh, so there couldn't be any Kibush. So how was Eretz Yisrael Niskadesh without Kibush? Through Chazok. So it's a special Zerzakosuf. V'yobicho v'yitivcho ma'avisecho. That Eretz Yisrael could be Niskadesh, b'bi yoshniyo, in Ba'isheini, through Chazok. So memele, through Chazok, Eretz Yisrael was capable of being Niskadesh only those places that already had Ishem Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha was lacking. So the Kedusha could be affected through Chazoke. Masha'in Keine Moke, that did not even have a Sheme Eretz Yisrael, could not be Niskadish through Chazoke. Let's say, so Enochaname, the Ilibovel, when they settled in Akko, they did not leave half of Akko empty, unoccupied. They occupied the whole city of Akko. But one half of Akko was Nitnol Avraham Avinu. So mainly Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the Kedusha Rishenu was bottled with the first Chum, the first Goles, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael remained. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael originated in Matonim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So since the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it had one Ever Tako, so the Kedusha could be affected through Chazoke. Masha'inki, the second Ever Tako, there was Chazoke in the second Ever Tako too. But in the second Ever Vako, it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Mimele, since it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele, it did not have, so it couldn't be Niskadish to Chazoke. In other words, Chazoke could be a Nikadish only in the Orech and Nitnol Avraham Avinu. But the Orez that was not Nitnol Avraham Avinu, so Chazoke could not be in the Kaddish. So that is the difference between the Ritvos Shite in Akko and Rav Netam Shite in Akko. All right. So now, yes.
Why can't the second half become like a whole Sofe?
No. There is no Aloche of Isofe through Chazoke. The Aloche of Isofe is only through Kibush. There is no Xeris Akosuf, Kol Mokim Shetarzik Bey, Boylochem Misati. Kol Mokim Ashatidra Bey Kafraglecho Boylochem Misati. But Chazoke is a special haloche in the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu, and that is implicit in Xeris Akosuf of the Yerbicho Beitiv from Avisech.
So the Ritva holds that the second half of Akko wasn't conquered by Israel, by Kol Mitzrayim?
It was conquered.
So why did you
no, one second. One second. So at that time, so according to Mandoma Rakibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so it became Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ritva says. That's what the Ritva says. Of Yesh Leima. The Ako Aval Pishachetio Beretz Yisrael, the Chetio Bechutz Loret, or Yorichikom Yerushalayim, Sheshomo Yabez Nagodl Beisishom. So he also mentions what the Rametam mentions. Umiu Beisi Tzachu Huki Chutz Loret, Vadai Dine Kisuri, Vohoche Muchach Mihode Amrinom Bigmore. Hamecher Avdel Ako Kimecher Lechutz Loret, Vikolsh Kisuri Dimirchiki, Uvimayaskin. Ili me bechetze shebeoretz amai, vi bechetze shebechutz loretz, heiche oma, vi kolshken, suye, di mirheke, vi heiche oma vi kolshken, suye, di mirheke, do suye habe ki kibishochit, vi dino ki suye, vi kibishochit mikre kol sha'ar, vi kibishochit mikre kol sha'ar shok mechutz loretz, kedem kshikov shekol loretz. Uvitchilo yeish lem lirbish kol loretz, vahakein lirbish mechutz loretz, vi dino ki Eretz Yisrael. וכדעשינם בספרי כמו כמה שתית לך כברג לכם בין לכם נסעתי והיינה נעמי כשאלו אדוב יגדיר בשם נריים והרמצי בו אומר להקדש ברוך הוא שלו יוסי יופי שלו יגדיר בשארץ ישראל וכדעית מה בספרי אומר להקדש ברוך לדוד סומך ופלטילן שלו לא ירשת ותלך לרם נריים לרמצי בו וכי משכן מחציסו של אקו שבחוץ לו רזדין לכיסויה אף על פי שניר ביש הקיל אקו כאחס מפני שלא היו להם לרבש אקו עד שירבו שכל ארץ ישראל. So according to the Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so just the Suri, who that David HaMelech was Kibush, before he was Kibush Yerushalayim, had the din of Eretz Yisrael, so Akko, the second name of Akko, also the din of Eretz Yisrael. But according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochit Lo Yishmei Kibush, so the second name of Akko did not become Eretz Yisrael, even to Eile Mitzrayim, to the Eile Mitzrayim were Kibushet. Because when they conquered Akko, they did not leave one half of the city unoccupied. But Al Pidin, it was no Kibush. According to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Loish Mikibush. Memele, the Chazoke couldn't be Mikadishet. Because Chazoke can only be Mikadish in the Oresh and Nitala of Avraham Avinu. And it acquired the Shem Eretz Yisrael through the Matone Makodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. What is it? Oh, how does he say Vikolshkin Suye Dimirchike Tuve? So he explains that's in line with what Ramban says in Rav Netam. Vikolshkin Suye Dimirchike Tuve because it's Rochik from Yerushalayim, from the Bez Nagod. Alright, now let's see what the Ram says. The Ram is, so we see that the Ramban and the Ritva. I mean, the Ramban mentions one additional point in the Rav Netam, that even according to Rav Netam, so proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is of significance, but it's only of significance in regard to Smuches and Mavlois, whereas according to the Ri, that is the only criteria. But and then the Ritva accepts the Pshat Shit of Rav Netam. But with one difference, according to Rav Netam, so the second name of Akko was Nitno Avraham Avinu, and it was Nitno Avraham Avinu, but in according to the Ritva, so the second name of Akko was not even Nitno Avraham Avinu. But in Mitzrayim, when they were Kevish, the first name of Akko, so Memele, they took possession of the second name of Akko too. But so Memele, it's like Suye, if Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so even though they conquered it, while the bulk of Eretz Yisrael was still in the possession of the enemy, of the Goyim, so it was still considered Kibush, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochit Lo Yishmei Kibush, so it was not considered Kibush. Now let's see what the Ran, Chidush HaRan says. The Chidush HaRan says something very peculiar. Now he also asks the Kashi, the Chidush HaRan, Akko Kitzov, so then he mentions, and if you are going to say that Loiko Chiloli Bovel, you can't say that because Ravabe have a Nashi Kifidach. So that means that Akko had Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, it was Kofshu Eli Bovel also. So then the Ram says, Yesh leima, the akko chetzio be'arz Yisrael v'chetzio b'chutz lo'etz. V'yoche yise b'Yerushalm, the garsino nosom, ha'meche ravdi be'akko yotzo l'cheirus. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi boye, v'afilu ma'akko l'akko, v'asye ki hodom Rabbi Yaakov v'rabbe min charin uvde, mitrein uvde di Rebbe. The two incidents that overtook Rebbe, anan yalpinon di akko yesh be'arz Yisrael yesh b'chutz lo'etz. Udamrinon bigmore avu ma'ako di mirheke avu ma'ako di mirheke loy shete yirheiko me'arz Yisrael shirchetzio be'arz elu di mirheke mi'ikar e'arz Yisrael dahayne Yerushalayim shebot idinim kvuim shom ukvar siso yekrivo litzipeire sheyishom beznagot ufi shechetzio shalako בחוץ לארץ, דינו כחוץ לארץ. והיינה דאמרין דתנם ויעקב קצוף. וכדאמרינו נעמה בדמורה, המייחר, עבדי בעקב כמייחר בחוץ לארץ, אפילו בחציו שבארץ ישראל אמרין נוחה, מפני שיקריבו לחוץ לארץ. והיינה דאמרינו נעלו כל שכסויה, ומחציו שבחוץ לארץ, בלחוד אמרין נוחה, עד הרבה, סויה קדושת פי. So one could say that the Ram represents the Shita of the Ri, but it certainly does not represent the Shita of the Ri the way we explained it, because we explained the Ri that according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko that's inside the Eretz Yisrael is the Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael because it's Mitzrayim or Kibushit. It's the origin of Avraham Avinu. So Mimele it has the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second level of Akko, the Yerushalmi calls Chutz Loretz, because it's not even more than the Avraham Avinu. So even the Mitzrayim are not Kedushit. This is what we said in the Ri. But the Ram says that the first level of Akko, so the Bovel were Kedush. So the Ram does not agree with the Shita of the Ri the way we explain the Shita. So the Ram says that the first step of Akko, that not the part of Akko, even the half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, was not near Beshal the Eli Bavel. So it was only near Beshal the Eli Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. That the first step of that, he says that the first step of Akko was near Beshal the Eli Bavel. Because he says, you cannot say that the Libovel were not Kedush the first step of Akko, because Ravabe have a Menashe Shita d'Akko. So it's a Raya that the first step of Akko, so according to the Ram, so the Ram does not say what the Ri says according to our Pshat. So the Ram says that the first step of Akko, the half of Akko, is at Eretz Yisrael, so the Libovel were Kedush. So, then he has the kashya. So why does the Yerushalmi say that if someone sells an eved from Eretz Yisrael, from Ikar Eretz Yisrael, to the first step of to a master who lives in the first step of Akko, so is Yotzei L'Chairus? So he says that afilu b'chetzo she'be'Eretz Yisrael Yotzei L'Chairus, mipnei she'yikreiv l'chutz la'aretz. The Ri also says that it's Yotzei L'Chairus. But according to the Ri, we can understand it very well. Because according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko, the half of Akko, that it's Eretz Yisrael, so the Libovel will not keep a shem. So it only has a shem Eretz Yisrael. But it does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. So we can understand this to why, according to the Ri, if an Odin sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael Mamish to the first step of Akko, so it's Yotzei L'Chairus. Because while he sold him to a master who lives in a place that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but he sold him to a master who lives in a place that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So the melee he was Mafkia, the Eved of the Kiyuma Mitzvahs of Mitzvahs at Louis Bolt. That is his Ritzta. But the Ram couldn't explain it on that basis, because the Ram says that the first step of Akko was Kopshuli Bobel also. So why is Yotzei L'Chairus? He was not mafkiyim of the mitzvahs at Louis Boretz. It's kofshuli bovel. So it's the same Eretz Yisrael like Yerushalayim. So why If the Eved lived in Yerushalayim and the Odin sold the Eved from Yerushalayim to the first of Obako, which also has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, is Yotel Echeirus. Why? Because it's Krivo Lechutz Loretz. What if it's Krivo Lechutz Loretz? Of what significance is this that it's Krivo Lechutz Loretz? So that's very strange, this Rashi. There is a Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, at the end of Amud Beis, Rav Zeira, the second line from the end of the Amud, Rav Zeira have a komishtamit minei Rav Yudin, the boy of the Mesek Le'art Yisrael. Rav Zeira lived in Bovel, and Rav Yudin also lived in Bovel. So he wanted to go to Le'art Yisrael. And Rav Yudin held that Kola'ilem mi Bovel Le'art Yisrael Iva Besek. And Reb Zeira was chilek on Reb Yudin. But, so Reb Zeira tried to avoid Reb Yudin because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira, the Amikom Ishtam Meneid Reb Yudin, the boy Lemesik Eretz Yisrael. The Omer Reb Yudin, Kol Eile Mibove Eretz Yisrael, Eva Besi, Shenema Bevolo Yivou Vishomo Yiu, Ad Yim Pogde Yisom Neum Adishem. The Marit says that according to Reb Yudin, we don't pass like Reb Yudin. But according to Rav Yudin himself, so it only applies, after all, the posik of Buvelo Yivou Vishomo Yiu Adim Pogde Yisom has reference to the Golus Rishon. So how did Rav Yudin apply it to those who are in Bovel after the Golus Sheni? After all, that's what the novice told the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they should go to Bovel and stay Golus in Bovel for 70 years at the Pogdei Yisom. But then there was a Kedusha Shniyo, and then there was another Goles. So how can this posik apply to the Jews who are in Bovel after the second Goles? So the Magid says Einachanam, that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, So this pasuk of Bovelo Yivou Vishomo Yiyu has reference only to the Golus Rishon, only to the Jews who went to Bovel in the Golus Rishon. So they were not allowed to return to Eretz Yisrael ad Yom Pogdeisom. So why did Rav Yudis tell Rav Zeire? He was already after the Golus Sheni. So he says, because Rav Yudis knew that Rav Zeire, most of the Jews who were in Bovel at the time that Keresh gave the Jews a license to go to Eretz Yisrael and to settle in Eretz Yisrael did not leave Bovel. Only a small segment of the Jews in Bovel went to Eretz Yisrael together with Ezra, Nehemiah, and Chagasar and Malach. So, but most of the Jews remained in Bovel. So he says, Einachanami, Rav Yudin will be made that those Jews who went to Bovel in the Baisheni or after the Chum Baisheni, they were certainly allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Yudin knew that Rav Zeira was a descendant of the Jews who arrived in Bovel with the Golus Rishon and who refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, since the Novi said, Bovelo Yivou, Vishomo Yiu Adim Pogdeisom, but Adim Pogdeisom. But the moment it's Pogdeisom, when Keresh gave the Rishus, that was the Pogdeisom. When Keresh gave Rishus to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no Chiyuv of Shomo Yiu. On the contrary, they were Mechuyev to leave Bovel. But those Jews who did not comply with the tzivu of Yom Pogdeisom to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, they were subject to the Enesh of Vishomo Yiyu,
Adim Pogdeis. So since Reb Zeire was a descendant of the Jews who arrived, who settled in Bavel with the Golus Rishon, and his ancestors refused to go to Eretz Yisrael when the Novi told the Jews to go to Eretz Yisrael, so Mele det Tzivu of Bavelo Yivo Vishomo Yiyu Adim Pogdeis apply to Reb Zeire. But it does not apply to a Jew who settled in Bavel after the Churban Bayis Sheni or even during the Bayis Sheni. It only applies to the Jews who settled in Bavel, after the Golus Rishon, and who did not go to Eretz Yisrael being Pogdeis. All right, anyway. So, but Reb Zeire was chelik on Rav Yehuda, and Reb Zeire held that this halacha did not apply to the Golus Sheni. Or he says, Ahu b'Klishoris k'ziv, I mean, that the whole posik has reference to Klishoris. All right, that's Reb Zeire. This is one memory. So one memory is, Domar Avyude Koleile Mibovel Eretz Yisrael Yudes. Then there is another Gemara, Etafkuf Yudalev, Omudalev. So the Gemara says, Omar Avyude Mashmuel, Kishem she'oso lotzeis me'Eretz Yisrael libovel, kach oso lotzeis mibovel lishor haaretz. Kach oso lotzeis mibovel lishor haaretz. Kach oso lotzeis mibovel lishor haaretz. In other words, that the first memre was Rav Yehuda's own memre, not Rav Yehuda Mishem de Shmuel. That oso lotzeis mibovel Eretz Yisrael, she'ema buvalo yivou, Vishomoyiu. And the second memory is Rav Yehuda Mishem de Shmuel, that Kishem Shoso Lotzeis Mibovel Me'Eretz Yisrael Mibovel Kachoso Lotzeis Mibovel Lishor Haaretz. So Rashi says Kachoso Lotzeis Mibovel Lifi Sheyeshom Yeshiveis Hamabitzes Teirotomit. So in other words, so that's another Issa, it's an Issa Rabbonon. So there is a special Issa, the Rabbonon. Bizman Chazal, of course, it wouldn't apply today, because today Bovel is not a Mokim Torah. So, but Bizman Chazal, where Bovel was the Mokim Torah, so it was Osea to go out from Bovel to Shor Haaretz. So that's because Bovel is a Mokim Torah. Now, he doesn't say, Kach osa lotzis mibovel lishor haaretz, v'osa lotzis mibovel le'Eretz Yisrael. Because Bisman Chazal, so just as Bovel was in Mokim Torah, Eretz Yisrael was also in Mokim Torah. But vis-a-vis Shor haaretz, let's say, Europe. So it was also Bisman Chazal to go out from Bovel into Spain. There were Jews who left Bovel and went to Spain or to France. Why? Because Bovel was in Mokim Torah. So we see that there was a special Issa Rabbonon of going out from Bovel Lishor Haaretz. Now, so then it follows only logically that if some Bizman Chazal, so just as Bovel was a Mokim Torah, so Eretz Yisrael was a Mokim Torah. I mean, you had Amoroyim in Eretz Yisrael, you had Amoroyim in Bovel. So you had two centers of Torah, Tumikemis Torah, Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. So just as it is also to go out from Bovel Lishor Haaretz, because Bovel was a Mokim Torah, so if somebody walked out from Eretz Yisrael to Shor Haaretz, so besides the Yisr of Oso Lotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, he was also Eivir, the same Yisr as Oso Lotzis Me'Bovel Lishor Haaretz. Why should Eretz Yisrael be Goruah as a Mokim Torah than Bovel? But when Eretz Yisrael Lishor Haaretz, so you don't have to resort to the fact that Eretz Yisrael was a Mokim Torah. And even if Eretz Yisrael had not been a Mokim Torah, you are still also to leave Eretz Yisrael, because there is a special Issa of Oso Lotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz. But besides the Issa of Oso Lotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, it was also to be Lotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael Lishor Haaretz, because of the Yisr, because Eretz Yisrael is a Mokim Torah. But if somebody, you see, that when the Gemara mentions that Ki Havim Niftara Abonon Ma'adode Be'akav HaMiftara Mishim Shoso Losis Mibovel
lechutz laaret. So the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara mentions the Yisrael of also what is Me'art Yisrael lechutz laaret, not the Yisrael of also what is Me'art Yisrael, because that's called the Mokim Torah, because here the Rabbonon of Bovel were going towards Bovel, and Bovel was also Mokim Torah. So Bovel was the same kind of Mokim Torah as Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, if somebody, Bizman Chazal, would go from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, he would only be either the Yisrael of also what is Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, not the Yisrael of living in Mokim Torah, because Bovel was also Mokim Torah. Mashein came, if someone left Bizman Chazal, Eretz Yisrael, to go to Europe or to Mitzrayim, I mean, to a not Bovel, so then he would be able to Yisrael. First of all, an Yisrael of Lossolot is Eretz Yisrael, and then the same kind of Yisrael that one is able when he leaves Bovel to go to Charlotte. So, Mele, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in the Ran. The Ran says, The first Evovako was Kofshul Bovel, so it had to shasar to soil too. And then the Ram says that according to Yerushalme, if somebody is Meicher and Evet Naini from Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, to a Mester who lives in the first Evovako, even though it's Kofshul Bovel, so it is, he's also Yotzalachim. So the question is why? Bishlei meli kamu von nechtam von nechtam. All right, so von nechtam von nechtam depends upon proximity to the ikayish. But ligabe vet naini so why is proximity to the yeshivas and to the batidinim of importance? The answer is it is of importance, because how does Rashi explain? The knas chachomi that amicher rab lechutz loretz yosalachirus, because he was gearing to the eved that he should be even the iser of osalotz ismeret yisroel lechutz loretz, and there is an iser, but it appears from the Gemara in Suves that there is an iser to be yetzei mibovel lechutz loretz also. So memele, when one is yetzei meret yisroel lechutz loretz, not bovel, so he will be even to yisroel. One Yisrael because of the Yisrael of Osolot is Meret Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, and the other Yisrael because he is Yetzei Mimimikim Teiro to a normal Mikim Teiro, like Yetzei Mibovel Lechutz Loretz. So this is what he says. So Uchdam Gunan Ambig More Hamiche Rabdei Biyako Kimeiche Bechutz Loretz Afilu Bechetzo Sheberet Yisrael Amrin Anoche Mipnei Shei Kreivo Lechutz Loretz. So that means, since it was Rochik from the Yeshivas and the Batidinim, so it was not a Mokim Torah, and there is a Nisa to be Yetzei Me'aretz Yisrael that is a Mokim Torah. So to any place that is not a Mokim Torah, so the first Evovako, on account of the fact that it was Rochik from the yeshivas and what he did him, so it was not a Mokim Torah, even though it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so the Knas Chachomim applies, because for the same reason that the Chachomim counseled the Odin, Mecher Avdel Chutz Loretz, because he was given the Eved, he should be even the Yisad Rabbonon, of Osolot Yisrael Yisrael Chutz Loretz. So here too, he was given the Eved, he should be even the Yisad Rabbonon, of Osolot Yisrael Kim Teiro. Yes. So in Achname, any place that was not in Mokim Torah, so the first Evovako apparently was not in Mokim Torah, and other cities that were closer, let's say, to Yerushalayim or to Tzipere, where you had a Bezdin, so were relatively Mokim Torah. So, but this Akko was not in Mokim Torah. This is what the Rani said. But then it will follow a big Chiddush, that Bizman Chazal, if an ordinary Bovel was Meicher and Eved let's say, to Mecher HaNevet, to a Noden, who lived, let's say, in Europe, in Mitzrayim, or in Europe, so then that was not in Mokim Torah, so then it would also be Yitzlachim. So let's finish this, I think, called Rishayim on this end. But the Akko, so I mean, still, Akko is not so simple, Akko is very complicated. But that's the Sugye Daf Zainum Beis. Now the Rambam Shite in Akko is very, very difficult. I don't know, I don't think I'll start this Tesvis, because it's a long Tesvis, so you should go over connection with this day's verse. So, first of all, you have to go over the Gemaras. The Gemara in Amichas Abayis, Shdakis HaYisrael Seimim. The Gemara in Kitposhut, Tani, Shchim Rashi, Yidishkol Mechosov. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Machlekes, where the Mid Mishtar Shikos V'Yitzor V'Kaimei, In Tzor V'Kaimei. And the Gemara in Bava Mitzie, of Motzei Shtash in the Achayis. And then, also, certain tesvos is the same tesvos, but there are certain things the tesvos here doesn't mention, and tesvos in Bumitzia mentions. Yes, the tesvos in Bumitzia daf yud gimel amud beis, the first tesvos, hokoma lo hoyu dvorim elo, and also should go over the ram and the reed. The Ran and the Riv, it's not on the first Dav in the Ran, in the Riv, but it's Dav Beis on the Beis, and the Mishnah of Hameli Gitve Arz Yisroel. So there is a long Ran, the Chosmo B'Teisves, in the Rosh Hamayin, on the Mishnah Bo Lepora Minich Zechavere, up to Mai, in Yochel, in the Yocherash. Up to the bottom paragraph. And then the Chidushi Rashbo. There is a long Rashbo. And the Ches. It's on. Not the Ches. It's on the Aftes. The Chidushi Rashbo is on the Aftes. And the Aftes. There is a long Rashbo. And the paragraph that begins, Hamevi get me out to Sol and Soshim for Nechta for Nechtam. So there is a long Rajbo in that. So he mentions the Shit of the Reed, that Luitanen Mizuye Bashtar al Voye, and then he mentions the Rayas of the Reed, of the Reed, and then he starts refuting the Rayas, and one of the Rayas is as to why by get we are not Cheshish Limizuye. So then the Rajbo says, Shana Hochet, the Dilma Mishimikuna, Akilubo, Viname, Shana Hochet, the Loi, Magumini, the Balmi, the Lafkui Momene, Vishemo Lafkois Momen, Vimatsrechino, the Kiyumish Tore, Elohim Bobby Tainis Bori, and then he mentions a Din, Umandi Mofik Tavre, Ashtore, the Asme. He mentions a certain Din that is based upon a Gimorim Volbasre. In other words, he mentions the question. Now, the Rashbo here discusses whether Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy or not. So then the Rashbo discusses another question. Now, one question is whether Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy. What does it mean, Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy? Let's say, suppose Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. And Shimon gave Reuven Nishtar Alvoy on the $1,000. Then Shimon died. And then Reuven produces the Shtar Alvoye in the amount of $1,000 against the children of Shimon. Now, the children of Shimon, if Shimon had been alive, so he would know what to tiny. Either he would say, either he would be made it's not Mizuyev, or he would say it's Mizuyev. If he would say it's Mizuyev, so then Reuven couldn't collect from Shimon. But he produces the shtar against Shimon's children. And Shimon's children, they don't know. whether it was forged, it was not forged. So the Shita of the Ri is that that loy tanina mizuyev, because mizuyev is, even though there is a loch of taninen, all the times that the father could have presented had he been alive. So Besdin presents them on behalf, sets up those taines on behalf of the children because of psach pichol ilem, but mizuyev is a milsen mishriche. So there is no aloha of psach pichol ilem in connection with something that is leishriach. So Mimele Deri says that if Reuven would produce ishtar alvoye against the children of Shimon, and the children don't know anything, whether it is mizuyev, not mizuyev, so then Reuven Besdin would have to collect for Reuven, because it's a milse de loishrich. It's a milse loishrich. So that's the rishit. And then the other rishayim wachelik. And one of the rayas of the ri is our gemara, because our mishnah says, hamei v'get be'arz yisroel n'tzor she'im ha'gfon nechtam v'von nechtam. So only in Yishol Averi, and who zero? The Baal zero. But if the, as long as the Baal does not contest it, so then the Ishe will get a heter from Besdin to get married. But why aren't we Cheshish? Maybe the get was forged? So it shows that as long as there is no hero, we don't have to be afraid maybe it was forged. Because it's a milsen leishriche, a forgery. It's a milsen leishriche. So there's so Mele Deri says by shtar alvoye too. So it's a milsen leishriche. So if Reuven produces shtar alvoye against the yorshim of Shimon, or against the rikuches of Shimon, or against Shimon shalim bifonof, let's say Shimon is overseas. So Mele Ubezn is not a mizuyim. And the other sheinim achil. And they say that by moment we are teim mizuyim. That's Teisa Shita also. And Teisa says, why is it by get we are not cheshish? Maybe it's mizuyim because mishumigune akol v'rabu. All right. So the Rashba discusses that. Then the Rashba discusses another question. Suppose now let's assume that in connection with the halvoy, so bez nis teim mizuyim. But suppose. Suppose Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon didn't die. Reuven died. The Malve died, and he has Yoshi. So then the Yoshi, the Yisaimim of the Malve, produced the star against Shimon. Shimon is alive. But the Malveh is not alive. And the Yisaimim, the Yoshim of the Malveh, produced the Shtar Alvoye against Shimon. And the Shtar Alvoye is Mikuyim. There is no problem with the Shtar Alvoye. But the Shimon, who is alive, produces a shaver, a receipt. So from that receipt it was from Reuven. Now, from Reuven. So the question is, will Besdin retain, and the shaver is not Mikuyim. So the question is, will Besdin betayin mizuyev that the shaver is mizuyev? If Besdin will betayin that the shaver is mizuyev, so that means that the Shimon does not have any shaver if it's mizuyev. If it does not have any shaver, so then the yoshim of Reuven will be able to collect from Shimon. So that's the shaila that the Rashba discusses. So he mentions a certain gemara in Vavabasra. So he shouldn't go over the gemara in Vavabasra. All right, that's the whole thing.